In January 2014, my wife and I moved into the Denver Catholic Worker House. The Catholic Worker movement started really out of a sense of taking personal responsibility to care for our neighbors. On the front porch of Denver, I saw firsthand the suffering of homelessness. I saw the way that large social systemic issues were affecting my neighbors. As a person of faith, I felt drawn in to try to become a part of a solution to this massive homelessness crisis. That led to creating Denver's first two tiny home villages. We founded an organization with nothing but a strong desire to be a part of a more human-centric solution than what was being offered. In an election year like no other, we're called upon to act. People of faith and faith values don't belong to any one party or politician. This year, I'm voting for housing and economic justice. Your vote, your values.
The language of values in culture and in politics has been assumed by the political right. And for too long, the rest of us have let them get away with it. This year, that's changing, with many leaders and groups stepping up to say that values of inclusion, mercy, and respect are core to their identities as people of faith or of no faith. Working to amplify the message that core values should inspire ballot box choices for all voters is Interfaith Alliance, with its Your Vote, Your Values campaign. And with an update, I'm happy to be joined by Alliance Director of Policy and Advocacy, Catherine Joseph. Katie, welcome back to State of Believe Radio.
Thanks, Walton. Great to be with you.
So what's the Your Vote, Your Values campaign all about?
Well, I think as we're heading into what is, without question, one of the most highly contested elections, certainly in my lifetime, there's a real question at the forefront of many voters' minds, across the political spectrum and across the religious spectrum as well, about what kind of future we want to build. You know, voting is one of the most concrete, direct ways that we as citizens can have our voices heard in the policies that our government will enact in future years. And so across the country, people are asking really challenging questions as they're looking at the candidates for office, the hyper-partisanship that we're seeing, and asking themselves, what do I believe? What do I want the future to look like for myself, for my community, for my children, for future generations? And so this campaign is highlighting exactly what those kind of internal interrogations and community activism may be looking like for individual leaders, advocates, clergy members, people of faith, who are making that change in their community today, talking about what their faith values are, how that animates how they move through the world, and calling on their fellow voters to do the same this year.
Talk a little more about the messages that you're trying to amplify with this campaign.
So often we get deep into the weeds on partisan policy question, supporting the actions of an administration or the actions of a federal agency, but we don't ask ourselves why. What are we looking to accomplish? What are we looking to achieve? And so with the Your Vote, Your Values campaign, each of our storytellers talks about one particular value that's driving their vote this year, whether that is economic justice, strong public schools, access to comprehensive health care in a moment when health care is so critically important to our well-being as a nation. These are tough conversations that folks are having, but they're really essential conversations to get us out of the partisan back and forth and get us looking forward and thinking more concretely about what we want this country to look like.
Can you give us an example of one of the messages that you've heard?
Sure. So just this week, our featured video highlights the work of Cole Chandler, who's the executive director of the Colorado Village Collaborative. And Cole tells his story about being a resident of Catholic Social Justice House and engaging with members of his community who were facing very directly the consequences of housing policies that were driving many low-income folks from their homes and facing homelessness. And he talks about his experience and investment, his calling, as he puts it, as a person of faith, to be involved in a more human-centered solution to these housing crisis problems. And he explains why this year he is voting for housing and economic justice. And his story is not unique. So many of us are grappling with the economic fallout of the current pandemic. And in our best moments, I think we are all called to action to make some change.
So, Katie, where are our listeners, where are voters likely to encounter the Your Vote, Your Values campaign?
Well, I would invite listeners to go to interfaithalliance.org to watch the featured video that highlights Cole's work in Denver, Colorado this week. Those videos will be running on Facebook and available on our Twitter as well. And in future weeks between now and the election, we'll be highlighting a different storyteller focused on a different value, moral calling, and ultimately a call to action.
My guess is that you want people not only to hear those messages, you want them to share these messages in a viral way. Is that correct?
Yes. I strongly encourage all of our listeners and members of our communities to share these videos and to be invited, encouraged to do some of that moral searching. I invite folks to share what their vote and their values mm-hmm. are this year as we think through what it means to vote in favor of justice.
Katie, I know you spend a lot of time on policy and advocacy, even in these times of working from home for most of us. Do you find that the political campaign is built more on personalities and simplistic themes, increasingly disconnected from the actual work of governing? And is that one of the trends Your Vote, Your Values is intended to help reverse?
It's interesting, I will say, being based in Washington, D.C. I'm in some ways very much aware of the industry around political messaging, choosing the right words that will resonate with the right voters to achieve a particular outcome. But I think you're right that in some ways that detracts from the underlying values, what drives a particular candidate to seek higher office, what it means to actually improve the experience, the well-being, the outcomes of the communities that they seek to serve. And so while so many of us, whether we like it or not, get caught up in the back and forth news stories of who said what today, the Your Vote, Your Values campaign encourages us to dig a little bit deeper, to think past some of this messaging and ask ourselves really critical questions as voters about which candidates, which policies actually embody the values that we are seeking to advance through civic engagement.
Catherine Joseph is Director of Policy and Advocacy at Interfaith Alliance, working to preserve true religious freedom for all. Katie, thanks for being with us again on State of Belief Radio.
Thank you, Wilton.
Well, that's all the time we have for this week's show. Your donations help keep us on the air. Information on how to donate is available at stateofbelief.com. That's stateofbelief.com. Stay up to date by subscribing to the free weekly State of Belief podcast on iTunes or your favorite podcast platform. And take a moment to follow us on Facebook and Twitter and be a part of the conversation. Social media helps connect like-minded people to conversation and company. I'd ask you to share State of Belief with just one person this week for whom you think this might be helpful. Our producer is Ray Kirstein. State of Belief Radio is a production of Interfaith Alliance. Become a member today at interfaithalliance.org. And be sure to join us next week for more stories from the intersection of religion, government, and politics. Until then, you all take care of each other. I'm Welton Gaddy. That's State of Belief.
I think it's time we stop, children. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going down.